Yeah, so this next flute, this one comes from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it actually came to me up here. I was actually going to the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. And the person who owned this flute came to me and said that they had acquired this flute in Santa Fe and thought it'd be fitting if it went back there. And so I had gathered it up and I had brought it to Santa Fe with me. And while I was down there, I learned about Kokopelli. And one of the things that I had learned about him, he's like a Anasazi flute player, the first, I guess, recorded one, you can say, because his pictographs are all over the Southwest on cave walls and just places probably where flute playing was most echoed. That's what I had always felt. And so I wanted to explore some of these sacred places, you know, unnamed sacred places are everywhere in the United States, you know. And, well, anyways, in the Southwest, Kokopelli did what not too many people were doing. He was using music as a way of communication. As you can see from his pictographs, some of them he has corn husks coming out of his back, talking about fertility with crops, you know. So we were talking about, you know, people coming together through music and learning agricultural techniques that will help them better survive in that desert climate. You know, so you have the language barrier of the Navajo, the Hopi, the Pueblo, the Zuni, you know, whoever else congregate down that way. You know, you have all those different speaking tribes, but, you know, it's through the music that we connect. So, you know, I don't know how to read music, but I found a tablature that I could read for the flute. And it came in a book that said 40 different songs from 40 different countries around the world. So I opened it up and I looked down and the first song I see is, it's a Palestinian love song called Dayan True Love. And I'm not sure if I got it 100% because I've never heard it or anything, but I know that I'm playing it with my heart. And, you know, if I ever visit these people like Kokopelli, if I ever visit these other tribes, I can show these other tribes that I appreciate their cultures through music. You know, even though I may not speak their language, maybe I'll be able to speak music. So this is a Palestinian love song called Dayan True Love.